Nolte, poll shows Twitter's campaign to blacklist conservatives is working. By John Nolte on April 24, 2019. Polling shows that young, college-educated Democrats dominate Twitter, which means the site's blacklisting campaign against conservatives is working. It also means that what you see on the left-wing social media site does not in any way represent the real America. The Pew Research Center surveyed 2,791 U.S. adult Twitter users and found that Twitter users are younger, more likely to identify as Democrats, more highly educated and have higher incomes than U.S. adults overall. What's more, Twitter users also differ from the broader population on some key social issues. For instance, Twitter users are somewhat more likely to say that immigrants strengthen rather than weaken the country and to see evidence of racial and gender-based inequalities in society. The survey found that the median age of adult Twitter users is 40, compared to a country that has a median age of 47. This is due to the fact that Twitter users are nearly three times as likely to be younger than 50, 73%, as to be 50 or older, 27%. While our country is almost evenly split between those 18 to 49 and those 50 and older. As far as higher education, 42% of adult Twitter users have at least a bachelor's degree, 11 percentage points higher than the overall share of the public. The average Twitter user is also richer than the average American, with 41% saying they make more than $75,000 per year, compared to just 32% of the general population. On the issue of political affiliation, while only 30% of the general population identify as Democrat, 36% of Twitter users say the same, 6 points higher than the general population. When it comes to Republicans, though, only 21% of Twitter users identify as Republican, which is 5 points lower than the general population. This divide is even worse when you include independents, who lean one way or another. Nearly two-thirds of Twitter users, 63%, aged 18 to 49 identify as Democrat or lean Democrat. In the general population that number is only 55%, an 11 points skew. Of those aged 50 and older, there is a 6 point skew. 53% of older Twitter users identify as or lean Democrat compared to just 47% of the general population. Anyone who has spent any real time on Twitter is not at all surprised by this. The site is primarily dominated by overeducated know-nothings in academia and the establishment media who relentlessly fire out humorless, colorless, coordinated, left-wing opinions, left-wing spin, tired social justice nonsense, and whatever hate aimed at Republicans the echo chamber calls for that day. The list of opinions Twitter does not want promoted and debated. The list of ideas Twitter smothers grows by the day. And this blacklisting effort has created the environment Twitter obviously wants. One where those who hold unacceptable opinions on issues from marriage to gender to border security are bullied and terrorized into silence as the left runs wild on the site defending socialism, anti-Semitism, and violence against the political right, most especially against President Trump and his supporters. Twitter is deliberately chasing conservatives away, and this poll shows that effort is succeeding. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.